and the least essential dwelling to consume our existences is paradise in nature and madness in society. And how long and longer are we to walk for a bite of contaminated freshness? And we shall make meaningful comparisons from the continuous alternation of different scenarios that society imposes us, and how tedious is our confrontation with the artificial redundancy, and how nourishing that with the organic growth. And it's neither being too miserable nor too rich that we are able to diffuse our love, but in a state of constant modesty. And we may have devised a way to nourish from nature, but it won't be eternal, since it's doomed for a total consumption of it. And any attempt for a communal willing is pleated by all the temptation the society offers us to be individualistic. And as the social services detaches us from our natures, it is always a dilemma from whom wish to cultivate the latter but cannot do without the former. And there might be only a thread keeping us alive, and yet we are still suspended with our spiritual convictions. And it is no harm to remove these fruits that are anyway doomed to fall. What is really harmful is to just let them rotten. And what is to be special never arises from what is already special, but from the most common of being. And not to spoil our plan, we shall retain all the necessary explanations until it is totally executed. And even the smallest reward is a great incentive for a cyclopic effort. And whatever of our nature we free ourselves of will imprison us once it is released. And sensibility is maintained by those that intuitively discovers it and are allowed to cultivate it. And it is only when we are allowed to follow our intuition that we can sustain ourselves without any additional requirements. And as soon as our natural practice is interrupted, we won't be able to resume it and have to subdue to the social practice. And an active observation of nature will always enrich our otherwise mechanical perception of the surrounding. And the course of things can be certainly altered, but they are always doomed to go back to its original form. And what is worth remembering is the vital breath we get by catching up with our existence. And as we try to project ourselves to an idyllic picture, our reality shifts to a totally different one. And any common sense reasoning is deviated by the drastic directions the humans tend to assume in search for an identity. And all the streams of possibilities brought forward by the medium never allow our ambition to settle to any which we can properly concentrate with. and the transplanting of what is totally unnatural will also cause the purge of what could have been natural to an environment. And although our energy can be naturally regenerated, it goes to waste when used for artificial purposes. And what is most impressive with our nature is that we can still stand after so much miserable abuse. And we shall take advantage of all the social waiting to turn our idleness into a most prolific profoundness. And once the media increases the potential to work with a substance, we take it too far and start working with its defragmentation. And particularly in our virtually mediated environment, one has to do an extra effort to establish physical contact. And the more natural is the language we adopt to manifest ourselves, and the longer our message will be preserved and divulgated. And as we shall keep on practicing our integrity, we shall not forget our external affairs and vice versa. And when a call for purity comes, what is to be pure is already doomed to corruption. And whatever stagnation can only be overcome by either a continuous natural movement or a sudden artificial violence. And for means of comparisons, the endurance of our local reality has to be compensated with the exposure to other realities. And as the decision-making anyway happens from above, no sense of responsibility is kept far below. And with the evolution of media, we are more and more in the hands of a society that is more and more alien to us. And all the artificial effects surrounding us are just a layer of fogginess preventing our intellectual clarity. And since the artificial is so immutable, our adaptation to it is a pure chance. And while we are offering opportunity for natural cooperation, we keep on sectorializing every aspect of society based on preconceived diversities. And as our materialistic hunger to succeed fails to fulfill us, we get rid of all the spiritual values that are still left. And even the smallest natural discovery is far more enriching than any of the artificial ones that keep on persuading us. And even if the bottom of any elevation is too contaminated, we are always to find purity once we insist to the top. And we may endure any beauty, but with the burden, our choice goes for something less beautiful. And one has to shelter himself in a naturally hostile place to escape the social hostilities. And how neurotic is our willing to leave a trace that will be always washed out. And our primordial willing is maintained if the goals are set, otherwise it will vanish. And in our uncertainty, we shall neither opt for one decision or the other, but for something in between. And we shall be able to devise a way out even from the most obvious circumstances overimposed by the social system. And it is really out of the places we presume to find something that something is really found. And our irrational temptations can only be escaped if fully confronted with our rationality. And the more imperialistic our goals are achieved through technology, the more tedious and boring they become. And in our social excitement, any mood to skew the substance of our existence has to be fought for. And what can we preserve of an environment but what can naturally preserve itself? And we must set out of our secure confinement to capture a glimpse of the magic of life. And following the artificial course, we neither die nor live, while following the natural course, we may die, but for sure we live. And if a challenge is required to evict the boredom of our existence, we may start by pushing the limits of our ordinary life. And once the base is consolidated, we might set to explore. And once the exploration is accomplished, we may return to reconsolidate. And our discipline should vary enough to allow us to have something to do when we have energy and something to do when all our energies are exhausted. And in everything we shall not exaggerate, but be able to turn into something other. And when the medium allows distant connections, the meaning gets saturated, and finally we get disconnected.